This is not a review of Blade Runner 2049. This is a story about my experience while watching the movie in the theater. I will hopefully have a review for Blade Runner 2049 soon, and hopefully I can get in touch with my friend Mike Polizzi, who's been on a couple of podcasts before, and I would love to do it with him because he's very knowledgeable about Blade Runner, while it's not my forte, and he's a big Harrison Ford fan, as am I, so it would be great to do that with him, to do it with him. Ooh. I'm making myself laugh. Anyway, so this is what happened when I saw it in the theater. So I go with my dad, and my dad was cool because I don't think he wanted to necessarily see the movie, but he wanted to see me. Because I don't even know if he saw the first one. But anyway, so he's like, I'll go. Let's go see the movie. And my dad was a trooper because it's like freaking almost 3 hours long. But my dad's in good shape. He's in good shape to sit down and not move. So we go into the theater. Oh, and first of all, walking into the theater, this is in Stony Brook, New York, on Long Island. We walk into the theater, and on the corner of the door is a decal that says, "No weapons allowed." Why this sign is even there, I don't know. You figure this is something that's understood. That's like saying, "Don't take a bat and break the window, please," or, you know, no screaming out loud and jumping up and down, or else you'll get thrown out, or no getting into fights in the middle of the theater. So it was just one of those things where it's like, really? Come on, is this a way for them not to get sued in case someone does bring a weapon into the theater? So that was just bizarre. I don't know how long it's been there. I've been going to this theater for most of my life, and I don't, or as long as it's been in that shopping center. Long, long time, at least 20, 25 years, I think. So, so I don't know why that was there. And this was an afternoon show. We saw it around 2:45 because I had plans that night, and this is a way to fit into like my schedule and my dad's schedule. And this was a Saturday that we saw it, a couple of weeks after the movie was released. So we get the tickets, and my dad has this rule, and I follow this rule because I have suffered by not following this rule. We get to the movie starts at 2:40, and there's like 20 minutes of preview, so we get there like around 2:40 itself. So usually we get there early, and we sit down, and 10 minutes before the movie starts, my dad gets up and uses the bathroom, even if he doesn't have to go. He does it because, you know, you could be an hour in and you're loving the movie and watching the movie, and then you have to go to the bathroom. So you're either met with the decision to sit there and be tortured or get up and miss the movie. And movies are expensive, so you don't want to get up and it's a lose-lose situation because you don't want to get up and miss the movie, but you don't want to sit there having to use the bathroom because that is horrible. So anyway, so my dad and I use the bathroom. We used separate urinals, just like the movie, like the weapon side. I had to make that clear. So we used the bathroom. I didn't even have to go, but I went anyway. So and I'm glad I did. So we went and we go into the theater, and apparently, you know, the movie's been out a couple of weeks. So we go into the theater, and it's one of the smaller theaters. It's like half the size of a normal theater. It's not like a stadium kind of theater, and the seats aren't even reclining. Okay, and I know this is first world problems, but now I'm so spoiled. I want to sit in the reclining seats, and now we're sitting in the seats that are like, you know, upright, like regular theater seats. Ugh. And this fits into what happens later on. So we sit down. The theater's small, but it's friggin' loud. Now, it's not so loud that it's offensive that, like, I'm gonna have hearing problems after seeing this movie, but it's, for the size of the theater, it was just way too loud. But I guess it's better than it being not loud enough. You know, I like the happy medium, but it was a little too loud. So my dad, when we walked in, he said, "Wow, is this loud enough?" Meanwhile, I grew up, like, my dad would get surround sound, and he would blast blast any movies that we watched. Like when Die Hard first came out and my dad got surround sound, he would play the scene where the bad guys shot the glass because John McClane's had bare feet. So I remember the first time my dad played that, he blasted it, and my mom ran in from the kitchen thinking that my dad broke a bunch of glasses. So I guess that shows the quality of the sound in the 80s, anyway, and how loud my dad likes to play things. So my dad was like, wow, this is kind of loud. So we sit down, we're all emptied out, and getting ready to watch a movie. And the movie was like, it was a small theater, it was maybe like half full. Again, afternoon show on a weekend. I didn't expect it to be that full anyway, and that's fine with me. So we sat in the back row, and the back row is a good place to sit because it was still kind of close to the screen because the theater was like half full. So we're watching the movie, and I am a relatively new coffee drinker. Not nude coffee drinker, even though I have. No, a new coffee drinker. I've only been drinking coffee maybe about a year. I remember I was working one job that was like 9 to 5, and I didn't need to drink coffee. I was okay. But then the next job I had, I had to get up at 6:30 in the morning, and I was dying. I was dying. So I had to have coffee, you know, just to keep me awake. And there's health benefits of coffee, and that's great and everything. But now that I've become a regular coffee drinker, if I don't drink coffee, I get a little bit withdrawal. I feel a little tired, which is fine. I actually like drinking coffee. Hang on while I drink some coffee. Oh, that's really good coffee. I don't have the package in front of me because I spilled it out and threw it away. Is that Gevalia from Sweden, and that's probably not even how you pronounce it. So I usually drink coffee when I wake up. I work at night now, so I sleep until like around 10 in the morning. So, oh yeah, I don't work that 6:30 in the morning job. Oh my God. I like got sick because I wasn't getting enough sleep. And I had to force myself to go to sleep and force myself to wake up. And I had like a cold for like 4 months that I had that job. Whoa, that was not good. The job was all right, but oh, just the experience of it. I always felt sick from lack of sleep and stress. And stress from not getting enough sleep. It's a vicious cycle. It's terrible. But I get plenty of sleep now, but I still drink my coffee. So I get up around 10. I have a cup of coffee right away. Because when I wake up, it's like, ooh, wow, I kind of get withdrawal and I kind of need the coffee. So I have it at 10 and I'm like, all right. So I'm trying to time this out. And my next cup of coffee, I have 12 ounces of coffee. So my next 12 ounces, I usually have between 5 and 6 because that's when I start feeling, you know, a little withdrawal. So I'm like, all right, cool. I have this down. So I get into the theater, and I think there's something with movie theaters in me, and I've said this on podcasts before. Movie theaters are my happy place. I drive by a movie theater, and I look, anytime I drive by one, I look longingly at it because that's where I want to be. There are more than most places I want to go there. So every time I drive past one, I just look and I go, man, I wish I was there. If I didn't have to work, I would probably be going to a movie theater every single day. I just don't have the time to do it now, but I would just love to go. Preferably if there was a movie I want to see that was playing. So it's just, it brings me such joy and comfort to be there. I forget about my problems. No one's yelling at me. All my stresses are gone because for those 2 hours, I just get to forget things and watch a movie and escape. It's my meditation. I try meditation and I do it every once in a while, but the best form of meditation for me is watching movies, watching TV, and listening to music, hence the name of this podcast, Music, Movies, and More, because they're my favorite things. So I forgot where I was going with this. I am like tangent mania. I am tangent fueled. I'm going on a tangent about a tangent right now. So I sit down, and maybe 10 minutes into the movie, I am fighting to stay awake. It's not caffeine withdrawal necessarily. It's like, wow, I'm kind of tired. Now, that morning was a little stressful because I was rushing around trying to do things, like trying to run errands before I had to drive to my parents. My parents live about a half hour away from me. So I was driving there, and it was rushing, and it was a little stressful just getting everything together because I was procrastinating and just didn't have enough time. And So I get there, and right away when I get to my parents' house, we have to go to the movies, and I have to eat really quick. So we get to the movies. I sit down, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to need a coffee for a little bit, but I think just the stress of the morning and then relaxing in my happy place in those fucking seats that don't recline, more on that later, I just felt so relaxed that I started to fall asleep, that I was, like, nodding off. I was nodding off. The word is nodding. I wasn't doing anything obscene because I would have gotten thrown out. You know, next to that weapon sign, why not have a no whacking off sign as well? Because we know that not to do that too. God. Anyway, so 10 minutes into the movie, I'm going, oh no. Because I've done that before. I'm fighting to stay awake, and it sucks because I just want to watch the movie, and I can't now because I'm fighting to stay awake. So I'm enjoying the movie, but I am fighting, and I'm like, why didn't I just drink coffee as a precaution just so I can stay awake during the movie? So I'm like, oh no. So I'm fighting, and then I get my second win, then I'm fighting. This is like throughout most of the movie. I'm just like, oh no. Totally fighting. Fighting, trying to watch, trying to enjoy, trying to stay awake. Now, as if that wasn't bad enough, I work at a bar and restaurant, so I'm always on my feet most of the day. Always. I don't like sitting down for long periods of time because I'm just not used to that anymore. It's good for you. There's health benefits. Sitting is not the best thing for you, so I'm glad that I stand. I feel good that when I stand, but when I sit, I guess it's just my body's not used to it. So from sitting, all of a sudden, I get a cramp on my left hamstring. You know, like when you get that cramp and the only way to do it is to just stand up and straighten out. But meanwhile, I'm in a movie theater. Even though I'm in the back row, I feel self-conscious about standing up. I don't want to stand up because the people next to me be like, why is this guy standing up? They probably think I have weapons because I didn't follow that no weapons sign and about to shoot up the theater. Blah. But no, I didn't have any weapons because I know not to bring weapons to a movie theater. Anyway, so I couldn't stand up, but luckily because the theater was empty, I was able to put my leg on the other chair, kind of straighten out and do a stretch. Meanwhile, I am not a flexible guy. I can't even touch my toes. If I'm standing and bending over, I cannot touch my toes. That's how not flexible I am. So I'm trying to stretch on my hamstring. So the cramp goes away. I go to put my leg back down. I get another cramp. So then I put my leg over the chair again, stretch it out, the cramp goes away, I put my leg down, then I get the cramp again. This goes on for maybe 5 minutes where I'm trying to stretch. And luckily my dad's like not whispering and saying, are you all right? Because that would just disturb everybody else in the movie theater. So this goes on for a little bit. So luckily though, the cramp wakes me up and now I'm not trying to fall asleep because I'm trying to get rid of the cramp on my leg. So now I'm awake, I have the cramp, so once the cramp's gone, I'm able to kind of enjoy the movie. The movie's 2 hours and 45 minutes long, so maybe like 2 hours in, I'm finally at the prime movie-going sense of awakeness and alertness, I guess, because I'm not used to seeing movies that around that time in the afternoon, so I think the timing kind of threw me off. So the movie is about to end, so maybe it started at 3, it's like maybe around 6 o'clock, so now the caffeine withdrawal is setting in, so I'm like, oh my god, so I'm like, all right, so the movie ends, so my dad and I talk, meanwhile, so the movie ends, right, maybe 10 minutes before the movie had to end, I had to use the bathroom again, so I am so glad I used the bathroom before seeing the movie, because I would have had to have gotten up to go to the bathroom again, but that would have probably have awakened me, where I wouldn't be falling asleep because I'm getting up and walking around. So, you know, any other way, if I did get up, I would have been awake. But I didn't get up because I didn't want to miss the movie. So my dad and I get up, and we both have to use the bathroom again. So while we're walking out, my dad starts talking about the movie, and I had to shush my dad because I don't want, you know, for him to give out any spoilers. He's like, well, wait a minute, you got to explain this to me. With this guy and that guy, did that guy know this? And I'm like, shh, you know, even in the bathroom, I'm like, shh, because there could be someone who plans to see the movie, and I would kill the person, not literally, because I don't have any weapons, haha, I would kill the person if they did that, because then they'd be spoiling the movie. So no. So I had to shush my dad. So I said, well, once we're outside, we'll do it and make sure there's no people around. So we go outside, and then there's a burrito place at the Stony Brook Movie Theater Shopping Center. And it's kind of like a Chipotle, but it's not a Chipotle. It's a locally owned place, and they have burritos. So I get myself a burrito. I get the veggie burrito. And these things are like bazookas. They're so big. And meanwhile, I'm starting to get a little hungry. I ate before the movie started. I had like a 600 calorie meal. So I'm like, wow, 4 hours have passed and I'm getting a little hungry. So I have the burrito. I'm like, oh, I finish it. And even though I finished this gigantic burrito that was probably like 800 calories, 1,000 calories, I started to get shaky. Like I was still hungry. So I'm like, wow, I'm still hungry. I said, well, let me wait, because sometimes, you know, it takes a while for your body to catch up, because I just, like, inhaled this burrito so fast because I was hungry. So I'm like, huh, all right. My dad's like, yeah, wait a couple of minutes. So I'm waiting, and I can't even wait a minute because I'm starting to shake. I'm so hungry. So I had to get up, get another burrito, and I ate the other burrito. So I finished the burrito. I'm like, okay, well, I'm kind of full, so I think I'll be okay. And then, you know, we're on our way home. Oh, meanwhile, I haven't had my second cup of coffee, so I'm eating the burrito because I was hungry. They didn't have any coffee at the burrito place. Now we have to go to a Starbucks where I can get my coffee. Meanwhile, it's like withdrawal has gone through the roof, and I get the coffee, and I feel better because I had the coffee, but now I'm full from the burrito because I had two of them. So I'm drinking coffee on top of the burrito. So I have plans that night. Erin, who's been on, you know, many, many podcasts, she's going to meet me and we're going to go, you know, it's Halloween weekend, so we're going to go to a bar and hang out. And so I'm like, so the coffee withdrawal is kind of over, but I'm full with two burritos. So Erin meets me at my parents' place and I'm just like, because I had two burritos and a coffee, but we still go out and we have a pretty good time. Like Long Island's kind of lame, I think, now. So when we celebrate Halloween weekend next year, hopefully we'll go somewhere else. So anyway, I think that was my night. So let this be a lesson to everyone. Go to the bathroom, even if you don't have to go, before the movie starts. Make sure you eat before the movie starts, because you don't want to get hungry or thirsty during the movie. But you don't want to drink too much, because then you'll have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the movie, and you don't want that. So it's about finding a balance. Because I've had times where I've, you know, gone to the bathroom, I have a sip of water because I'm thirsty, and then, you know, in the middle of the movie, I have to use the bathroom again. So eat before the movie. Use the bathroom before the movie. For those coffee drinkers, I suggest having an extra cup of coffee before the movie starts, so you're bright, awake, and alert, and enjoying your happy place. Well, I hope this podcast put you in your happy place, and if you wanna listen and have more happy places by hearing my voice, you can find me on Twitter. My name is Mike Lane. You can find me at Mike Lane Act. That's MikeLaneAct. You can find me on Facebook at Mike Lane Actor. You can, through the description of this podcast, you can find me on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, where else? Podbean, YouTube. All the links are on the description. Please comment, please share, please do all those groovy things so I can get more listeners and hopefully make some money doing this. And even if I'm not making any money, I truly enjoy this, because what else do I have to do? All right. All right, thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great rest of your day, night, week, year, month, whatever. All right, bye.